Morning, Donnie. Everything okay?
No, not really. My kid needs braces on her teeth. My car needs a transmission job. My wife wants me to take her to Florida, but I'm behind on the mortgage payments. My uncle called from India and he needs money for my niece's wedding, and I got this strange rash on my back. How about you?
I'm okay.
Ready to roll, Patterson?
Yeah. When you're a child, you learn there are three dimensions: height, width, and depth, like a shoebox. Then later you hear there's a fourth dimension, time.
Your poetry is really good, and someday you might let the world read it. Agnini, you are a great poet.
Hey, yo, that's an English bulldog, right? Dog like that, get dog jack, my G.
Well, it gives me something to look forward to that, I guess.
You drive the bus, right? Your name really Patterson?
My real name is Patterson.
Well, that's kind of crazy, right?
Working on a poem for you.
A love poem?
Yeah, I guess if it's for you, it's a love poem.
I had a beautiful dream. We had twins.
Twins.
It's been quite the year in 2016 for Adam Driver, and he's closing the year out with Patterson, which is what I'm here to tell you about today. Well, Patterson, played by Adam Driver, is a bus driver in the city of Patterson, New Jersey, and it's just him waking up every day, interacting with anyone, whether it's his wife, the people on the bus, well, he don't interact with them, or his local barkeep. And then he goes back to bed and do the same shit over and over again. There's your plot synopsis. That was probably my fastest plot synopsis ever, and I'm so proud of myself because that pretty much is what this movie is about. Not a goddamn thing. I saw that LA Times said this is a movie for everyone. I get what it's saying because this movie really highlights the common, everyday, mundane man. But I gotta say, in that sense, though, it's kind of a contradictory, because don't nobody want to watch no fucking movie about no everyday man, mundane, who does the same shit over and over and over again. This movie is fucking boring. Fucking boring. If you're like waiting for some huge twist or anything to happen, no, it's just simple little shit. It gets old, repetitive too. And then it almost kind of gets pretentious in its way with its fucking poetry, too. Its poems are like, my green, I got my Green Lantern ring in my hand. It'll start off by saying, "Ring, oh how green you are, but yet your handle so gray. You light up in the sky, green, lighten my face, green, lighten my eye, green." And it's like, oh my God, okay. Your poetry sucks, okay? I'm sorry. This is probably one of the reasons why I don't really care for today's modern-day poetry or anything like that. But it really sucked today. I guess to get my positives out of the movie, Adam Driver is fantastic in here. He does a great job. his wife, she does a good job. Laura, who's played by, I'm not even gonna know how to pronounce this girl's name. Gol Shifite Farhani. She was in that movie about Ellie. And if I'm not mistaken, she was in Exodus, Gods and Kings, too. But she is fine as hell. I love her. But in this movie, she's kind of like the go-getter of the two. She's got all these different dreams and talking about, oh, Nashville, better watch out because she got a guitar. And everything she does is in black and white. She likes to bake cupcakes. And she likes to tell Adam Driver's character releases poetry out to the world or whatever, because he keeps it all in his little notebook because he doesn't have a phone or anything like that. And that's pretty much the gist of their relationship until she makes like $300 one day off her cupcake sale. So she treats Adam Driver to dinner and a movie, and they end up coming back to the house only to see that the dog tore up his book of poetries and stuff, because the dog is damn near a character itself. Plays Marvin in the movie, and I'll be goddamn, but the dog has a fucking IMDb page, and the dog's real name is Nelly. That is a goddamn shame. The fucking dog has a fucking IMDb page. Who in the blue fuck greenlit that shit? Probably the director, but whatever. And so the dog is kind of a character and part of its repetition that, you know, Adam Driver walks the dog every night. And I think, like, on two different occasions, they ran into interesting fellas. One crew talking about, yo, that English bulldog could get jacked around here, homie. You know what I'm saying? It's like, that never comes back, so I don't even know what the fucking point of that was. And then you got, they run into, now at first you hear his voice, and I was like, I know that ain't Method Man. I know, and it was Method Man. He's rapping in a laundromat. And Adam Driver just stops and tells him, hey, I like what you did there. And that was pretty much the end of that. They never interacted again. They never even seen that guy again. It's really just so bland and simple and generic that I'm shocked that critics are trying to eat this shit up like 94%. Because I guess because it's artsy. You can see the poetry that he reads. It pops on screen in text. And every time he's interrupted by a person, he reads it back over like 3 times, something like that, because it's so artsy. It's like, oh, shut the fuck up with that here. This movie is completely, nobody would go watch this and go like, wow, I found this to be so compelling and everything I've been looking for in a movie this year. It takes me away from the blockbuster. No, it does not. No. That's what Oscar films are for. They take you away from the blockbusters. That's what films like Moonlight, Fences, La La Land, that's what all those films are for there. They take you out of the blockbusters. This shit right here, I was damn near shocked that Amazon just didn't release this straight to streaming here, because I was like sitting here going, I was intrigued throughout the whole way because I just wanted to know what would happen, but only to come to that ending where nothing just happened and cuts off. And I was just like, oh, wow, what a waste of my time in this theater right about now. And honestly, this might be a short-ass review because literally that pretty much is the gist of everything in this movie. The positives, like I said, Adam Driver is funny. Oh, no, not funny. He's great. I know this trailer try to comes off like it is funny, but it's not really funny at all. His interactions with Barry Hindley, who plays Doc in here, he's the barkeep. You've seen this guy around, too. Black guy, bald head, double chin and shit. He's cool. Their interactions are good or anything like that. Especially everything that goes on in this bar is pretty interesting, if you will, to say the least. Everything else is just like, eh. You're waiting for Adam Driver even to lose it or snap, but no, he's just like, okay, all right, okay. I mean, he's a boring-ass character to follow. I mean, there's nothing really interesting at all, so... wow, this is really going to be a short review because I don't really have nothing else to say. Just based off the performances itself, I'll drop a streaming on it, and that's probably me being fair to this because, my God, man, I've never seen something just so dull and mud. Well, I did, but I have, but Jesus, man, there literally is a film out there this year, before it all ends, where not a damn thing happens. It's this film right here, Patterson.
Ugh. And all your poems are still in that one notebook, your secret notebook.
I go through trillions of molecules that move aside to make way for me, while on both sides, trillions more stay where they are.
This is Patterson Bus 23, and I have a situation.
Damn thing could have exploded to a fireball.
Be realizing my dream to be a country singer. Nashville? Here I come.
Move down Nashville.
Do you think there are any other anarchists in Patterson?
You mean besides us? Not likely.
Without love, what reason is there for anything?
He's not gonna do anything crazy.
Everything he does is crazy.
Nobody move!
A pastor by Patterson.
Uh-huh. Aha. Uh-huh, what?
This very poetic.
Get my ass kicked today.
Who are you playing?
Myself.